This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftism reveals itself continually, but at times you have to know how to interpret it. For example, I cover Chicago violent crime a lot, usually after the weekends, and I don't cover it because I'm trying to scare you. And I don't cover it in order to drone on about the obvious, that Chicago is a dangerous city. Chicago is the number 71 most dangerous city in America. And I cover what's there because what I want you to understand is that leftism is unbelievably dangerous, and I cover it to make the bigger points. At all levels, leftists see life as insignificant. They don't care about you. Not at street level, not at the highest level of the federal government. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to go check out the flickfest.com, our movie site, whether you like movies or not. And if you like my show, donate that $5 a month to join the Flickfest. Watch a few movies. I guarantee you will enjoy them. We're going to load up 100 movies a month that are award winners every single month. And eventually, the app that will work on your smart TV, even though you can get our site on your smart TV, it will be an app soon, and you will be able to enjoy the same level of quality of Hollywood without the nonsense, and you will be helping the cause. Because we have huge things I want to do with this. I'm restructuring the organization so we can take it public, so we can grow it by leaps and bounds. But we need your help. Check it out. The Flick Fest. .com. The Flick Fest. FlickFest.the. The FlickFest.com. Because what you do, not only, look, are you helping me make a few bucks? Sure you are. But I'm not going out buying a McLaren or a Lamborghini. I'm putting it back into the thing so we can change culture. That's why we do this. And so, look, it's your money. You can do what you want. But if you want to help me, if you want to make it a late birthday present, you want to make it an early Christmas present, whatever, do it. I promise you, I'm not taking the money out. I have not taken a single dime out of the FlickFest, and we started it back in January. Not a dime. And I won't. I won't for probably a year or more. And the reason is we have to grow this thing to make it something that's worth it, that people will come and pay attention to. I want to do a commercial for it. But I want to say, if you're listening to this program and you want to help me, that's one way to do it. But you're helping the cause. And now, I'm going to say this because I want people to understand. I'm unapologetically a capitalist. If this site makes me $1 million a month I can put in my pocket, so be it. You will have helped in that growth. I will never forget you. And when I am running around in my Lamborghini, I will think fondly of you. But the likelihood of that happening is pretty slim. I'm not going to go buy a Lamborghini. I'm just going to go put it into something else. The money into something that furthers our cause. You don't have very many people that are like that. I'm telling you, there's some disingenuous people here. That's all they care about is making money for themselves. I care about what our messaging and marketing is going forward. So I hope you check this out. TheFlickFest.com. So these leftists are dangerous. I cover this information because I want you, I don't want you thinking about the numbers. The numbers and the people who are killed and things like that are not the issue here. There's a bigger issue in learning, for example, that over the last weekend, 36 people got shot and 11 of them were killed. Now, the previous weekend before, 93 people were shot and 16 were killed. So obviously, Chicagoans are much better shots this week than they were last week. Maybe they've been going to the range. 36 people shot, 11 of them killed. And by the way, these were the unofficial numbers. The numbers changed throughout the week. But here's what I want to show you. I want to give you an idea of who's being killed. Yet again, 47-year-old man and a 34-year-old man were inside a home. Both of them were shot and killed. 47-year-old man was Sean Young, shot in the head and the buttocks, pronounced dead at the scene. The 34-year-old wasn't killed. 34-year-old shot in the left hand and right shoulder, taken to the hospital. 34 and 47 years old. Guarantee you these two were black. Guarantee you the person who shot them were black and not a cop. But you're not going to hear much more about this. By the way, we've got other things I want to talk about, because there's a college kid that was shot and killed. I want to talk about that. But I'm going to go through these stats of who were killed, because I want you to understand the bigger meaning here. I also want you to know that Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, is pretending that violence is going down. I want you to think about that as I talk to you about what's happening in this country, the war on young blacks by other blacks. 6:20 p.m., a 39-year-old man shot on the sidewalk when someone in a light-colored vehicle pulled up and shot him in the chest. Now, do we know the backstory on this? Don't know. I don't know whether they knew the guy, he owed him money, bad dope deal, don't know. But here's what I can tell you. A guy felt safe enough to be walking on the street, a car pulls up, shoots him in the chest, kills him deader than disco, and you don't know anything about it. There will be no parades, there will be no protests, no justice, no peace, nothing. And as you listen to these stories, I want you to understand these are black folks getting killed by other black folks. This isn't a cop shooting this guy. There weren't any witnesses saying, oh man, he had his hands up and that cop just walked over there and shot him like that. There were witnesses there that saw exactly what happened. Could tell you it was a light-colored van with a black gentleman in it that walked up and shot this other guy, drove up and shot him and drove off. That's what you'll hear. Victim was pronounced dead at Chicago Medical Center. Shortly after 7:30 p.m. Friday, a man on the sidewalk was shot in the head and neck. Victim pronounced dead at the scene. A 31-year-old man was killed in a shooting in midday hours Saturday, and they tell you the neighborhood. He was walking on the block, on the sidewalk, when a vehicle pulled up next to him, and someone inside shot him in the right flank and right leg. He was taken to the hospital, and he was pronounced deader than disco. More when we come back, folks. I have a bigger point to make.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists don't care about your life. Don't be fooled into thinking that they do. You are not safe in any major city. The cops can't help you. The only person that can help you is God. If you go visit Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore, you name it. The 71st worst city for crime in the country is what I'm focused on right now, Chicago, and I'm giving you black-on-black crime, and you are not going to have a leftist organization of any type, not the NAACP, not the National Urban League, not Black Lives Matter, not Antifa. Nobody will shed a tear for any of these black folks I'm telling you about who were killed doing normal life. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Go see my movie, Bleeding Blue, bleedingbluemovie.com, and you will understand why I made that movie. You'll get it. You'll understand what these statistics mean. And tell a friend that we have to get the truth out about this stuff, folks. While all this is going on, black folks killing each other in droves, what does the Biden administration want to do? Force you to learn critical race theory. Because black people are so oppressed. Let me tell you, if black people are so oppressed, the biggest oppressors of other black people are black people.
who don't have a concern for the lives of anybody. The people that they claim to, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Let me see, does Black Lives Matter for this 29-year-old guy who was shot and killed Saturday afternoon? He said the victim was inside a car when somebody shot in his car on the left side, pronounced dead at the hospital. Two men were also killed in a double homicide Saturday afternoon in the West Inglewood neighborhood. Police said a 21-year-old man and a 33-year-old man were in a gas station parking lot when someone in a dark-colored vehicle pulled up and started shooting. Hey, for the record, any of these sound like cop-related? And you want to know why they use words like this? 21-year-old man, 33-year-old man, dark-colored vehicle pulled up, blah, blah, blah. Why they don't give you who it is? They don't want to give you many names. They don't want to give you the details. Black man, Hispanic man, white man, because they're all black. So here's what we got. The 33-year-old of these last two homicides, shot in the chest. He was pronounced dead. 20-year-old was shot in the body, pronounced dead at the scene. They identified the younger man. You ready? Jalen Anderson. Yeah, that's a good white name, isn't it? There were also two attacks on Saturday in which three people were shot. And in both of those incidents, at least one person was killed. Get this. Police said two men and a woman were on the sidewalk, to tell you where, when someone shot all three of them. 26-year-old shot in the head and neck, pronounced dead at the scene. 22-year-old was shot in the shoulder, taken to the hospital in good condition. 23-year-old woman shot in the right shoulder. Walking down the street. Hey, how safe is it where you live? I live in an area of Arizona where we looked at the statistics and said, you can walk down the street safely. I want you to understand, in cities all over this country, people doing normal everyday stuff are being killed. You have to ask yourself, what's going on? Are these gang initiations? Are these hits? What's happening? 11 people killed, 36 people shot in Chicago. That's a good number. 36 people on a hot weekend. That's impressive for Chicago. When you consider the weekend before, 93 people were shot and 16 were killed. Unbelievable. I look at these numbers and it makes me want to cry out for black people. But it also makes me say, what would make you think that you can embarrass me about my blackness? And, oh, Kevin, you ain't black enough. You mean I ain't putting myself in enough situations to get myself killed enough? You're right. I'm not black enough. I'm not going to do it. Call me white boy for all you want, because I don't want to be around you thugs. And I'll tell you what they really are. They are Ingas. Okay? You get it? They are Ingas. A man of an unknown age was shot Sunday evening. The man was near the street when someone came up, took out a gun, fired shots. Victim struck in the head, neck, and abdomen, pronounced dead at the hospital. A man also suffering life-threatening injuries Sunday morning in a shooting. They tell you where. He's on the expressway. Said the 30-year-old man was driving outbound on the expressway when he veered off the road to the left, crashed into the concrete median before coming to rest on the shoulder. He suffered life-threatening injuries, while three of his passengers, a 23-year-old Oakland woman, a 22-year-old Chicago man, and a 22-year-old hometown man, were not shot or injured. But somebody shot him, probably road rage. Because we all know Black Lives Matter, right? Now, that was the weekend report. I blasted through it because I wanted to get to what Lori Lightfoot said during a press conference last month. She said the city was seeing a downward trend in violent crime. Now, the report says she's technically right. Aggravated batteries, robberies, sexual assaults had declined. But Lightfoot's critics included many conservatives who were quick to point out that her claims brushed past numbers that were not as rosy. The jumps in shootings and homicides. Let me take it a step further. If you believe in Chicago that aggravated batteries, robberies, and sexual assaults are declined, you should be sold, mountains in New Orleans. We use that too often. Now, give me something good. You should be sold something because you are a rube. If you believe that all the rest of the violent crime is down, but the homicides are up, the shootings and the homicides are up. It makes no sense because it isn't true. They're statistically manipulating because they want you to believe that. That most people are not reporting their aggravated robberies, aggravated batteries. They're not reporting their robberies. And sexual assault is probably so underreported now it's ridiculous because you can get away with anything in Chicago. And I want to remind you, Chicago is the 71st most violent city in America. And we focus on it because it's a big city. Number one is St. Louis. Little city. Not too far from Chicago. A couple hundred miles. Few hours drive. A fraction of the size. And it's much more deadly. Homicides so far this year, they say, are up 33% compared to the same period in 2000, in the previous year. So Lori Lightfoot wants to take the statistics and manipulate them and say, "Woo-hoo-hoo, look, this is all down. I don't believe the ones I just told you about." But how can you do this? You're looking for something to make people feel good about when you look, just practically ignore the death and mayhem happening in your city.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Texas Democrats who broke quorum can expect a visit from law enforcement. The State House acted on Tuesday in support of their plan that involves having a sergeant at arms try to get all missing members back, even if it's through arrest warrants. Many of those Democrats in Washington, D.C., arriving late Monday night via a private plane. Texas Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett calling on federal Democrats to act on the For the People Act.
We need the president and the vice president and every Democrat in this Senate working together to preserve American democracy.
The death toll at the South Florida condo collapse is now at 95. The Miami-Dade County mayor saying the medical examiner's office is playing a key role in the ongoing recovery mission as it takes time to identify human remains. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is getting a neurological condition warning.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder. Patients reported developing this syndrome after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. The 100 cases reported were among more than 12.5 million doses administered. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two Ohio hospital workers are on leave after a transplant patient received the wrong kidney. University Hospitals officials in Cleveland say the kidney is compatible for the person who got it, but the other patient now has their surgery delayed. The mix-up happened on July 2nd, and the hospital is trying to figure out what happened. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why did I make bleeding blue? Well, 61 people were arrested. This was, I believe, on July the 4th weekend, Independence Day weekend, after the Chicago crowd hurled fireworks at officers and danced on police cars, essentially taunting the officers to arrest them and stuff. I don't know if you saw it. If you get a chance to see that video, it's amazing that the police didn't just beat the holy crap out of all 61 of the people they arrested and hundreds more. It's amazing people didn't get killed in all of it. By the way, these people had weapons. I'm talking about they had firearms on them. Many of them did. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about the futility of life. For leftists, leftists don't care about you. They don't care about your life. And I'm talking about all up the food chain, from the low-level street person you meet to the Joe Biden. They don't care. They will try to fool you into believing that they do. They will talk about, you know, they will play little commercials with African kids and other kids and talk about poverty and hunger and all these other things as they do nothing to solve the problem. They are not problem solvers. They are chaos creators. And all you got to do is go to any of their cities. I'm picking on Chicago. But you could have taken any city you wanted. The only reason why Chicago is more notable is because of the sheer volume of people. You'd have to put things into numerical perspective. For example, 36 people were shot in Chicago last week and 11 of them killed. Well, in St. Louis, which is 1/8 the size of Chicago, don't be surprised if something like 15 to 20 people were shot and 4 to 5 were killed. Well, if you do the math, St. Louis is geometrically more dangerous than Chicago. It's the number one most dangerous city. Now, the reason why I don't get into it is because Chicago has more to offer. Most people don't even know who the St. Louis mayor is. But you probably do know the Chicago mayor. It's kind of like, why do other countries always refer to the United States? Because we don't care about their countries. We don't care. People pay attention to Chicago because it is a bellwether of what's happening in the country. But I want to reiterate, it is the 71st most dangerous place. And go listen to the first two segments of this hour, and you will find out the number of people who were shot and killed, the circumstances under which they were shot and killed, and ask me who's to blame. Is it you, white person, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com right now? Is it you? Are you to blame with all your white privilege and all your white guilt and all the things that they claim you have and you know, all the stuff you possess? Is it that? Is it the fact that blacks haven't gotten reparations? Is it cops doing it? Who's killing these people in Chicago and all the other cities? Well, you know the answer. It's black folks. The very same ones who want critical race theory taught who will claim to you that they are downtrodden, and, you know, two of the men, there's institutional racism, it's keeping a brother down. And meanwhile, 36 people were shot, mostly black. 11 people were killed, mostly black. That's not talking regular death. People that committed suicides, got hit by a car, whatever. Let's not count them. These are the fatalities related directly to violent crime. The very thing that Donald Trump said, hey, Lori Lightfoot, I'll help you. And she declined twice. Now she's asking Biden, will you please help? She's asking a demented man who's never solved the problem in his life of any significance that didn't have something to do with him and his larcenous, you know, I don't know, what's the word? Larcenous? I think that's a good word. Family. The people who are racketeers out profiteering off of your efforts. Joe Biden has never solved the problem that helped his constituents and certainly nothing that's going to help us. But Lori Lightfoot says, will you please come in and help, Mr. Demento? But she turns down Donald Trump, a problem solver, a guy who starts a project and finishes a project. No, I'll wait until we get an incompetent leader. And I use my finger quotes in describing that clown. Cops aren't the problem. White people, you're not the problem. I'm happy to break it to you. The guilt trip that black folks have you on is insane. But we do have a white guilt forgiveness card that you can pick up at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks if you want to absolve yourself of guilt or if you want to absolve others of it. Give it as a present. We're giving them away. I think the first 100 we're giving away for free. Go get it. Go give it to one of your friends. It's authenticated by me, a certified black man, 79%, according to the federal government ethics. What is it? Ethnicity weights and measures. I think that's who measured me. I'm not even kidding. We are. We're giving away the card. Go check it out. The futility of leftism is what we're talking about. Futile. Doesn't matter what you do, what you say, eventually leftism is going to catch up with you. It's going to make you pay. And the only way you get out of it is if you're one of the elites. Are you one of the elites? You lefties that are listening to the program, there's a couple. They're out there. They come over here. Because if you're not one of the elites, you're toast. You know a good thing and a great thing about conservatism? It doesn't buy into elitism. Conservatism can recognize that you may be noteworthy. People may know me more than they know you. But you know what it does for me? Absolutely nothing. I don't change around you. I've been around people. People walk up to me. Oh my gosh, Kevin Jackson. And I'm with my friends. I'm like, hey, it's good to meet you. Meet my friends. They're just as important as I. Meet them. Kevin, I love your work. I appreciate that. What do you do? Well, I'm sure I would appreciate your work if I knew more about it. It's not about me. It's about you. If you're listening to any show and they aren't telling you that what they do is about you, it's about this movement, it's about the marketing and the messaging of conservatism, stay away from them. That's what drives us. That's our goal. We've had some very, very generous people. Albert, I can't thank you enough, brother. Carol, Bob, you guys, Dale and Lori, my good friends, Brad. I mean, the people that get on that find out our address and send us money, that, you know, to hit that button when we send things out, buy our merchandise. Let me tell you. You buy a t-shirt for me, it is, oh, Kevin, I bought your t-shirt, you know, I mean, do you have to like it? We have some clever stuff. We're certainly trying to be more clever. I got more t-shirts than I can shake a stick at. They're in a bin. I don't wear them, but you know what I did? I bought them. I bought them because I wanted to help the person pushing the message out. I do hope you wear our t-shirts. The latest one is, my pronoun is Patriot. Because, you know, this whole thing about pronouns made us say, well, what is your pronoun? Are you a he, she? I'm a patriot. How about that? See, that has no gender. It has no religious connotations. It has no sexual connotations. It's just, I'm a patriot. Wear it. And wear it proudly. because you're pushing a message out there. We're so afraid of getting this message out there, and we're right on message. They want to defund the police? Are you kidding? After everything I just read for you, how could they possibly want to defund the police? Why? Because we don't have the message about defending the police, and that's why I made a movie. Think I made a movie because I want to be a movie star? I want to be in the biz. Well, I kind of do. I did like that aspect of it. But I did it because I'd hope that this would bridge the gap between policing and black folks in America and change the lies of the left, set the narrative straight. Here's what I'd like you to do. If you did see the movie, make a video on your phone and let us know your thoughts. Contact me at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com so we can get your video. We would love to get your take on what we created. I think it's one of the best movies out there. BleedingBlueMovie.com. A college student was killed after a bullet struck him through a train window in Chicago. 20-year-old university student died over the weekend after being struck in the neck by a stray bullet while riding on Chicago public transit. Wow! Can you get a better story for leftism? The guy's on public transit. He's a college or university student, likely indoctrinated, and he catches a stray bullet that kills him. And they're not going to protest. Not for Max Lewis, commuting home from his internship when a round burst through the window, the train's window, entered the back of his neck. He died at the hospital a few days later. They say he wasn't the intended target. Really? It wasn't a sniper trying to get old Max? You know, the gentle giant on his way to college? Oh, that's right. It wasn't a cop that shot Max. It was some stupid perp out there shooting at somebody else that shot Max. And they'll never find him. So we get no justice, no peace. Friends of Lewis, who studied economics and computer science, one of my kids studied that as well, described him as a social yet serious student who loved the grind. Not anymore.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We went for two reasons. One, to bring Osama bin Laden to the gates of hell, as I said at the time. The second reason was to eliminate Al-Qaeda's capacity to deal with more attacks in the United States from that territory. We accomplished both of those objectives.
Of course, that was creepy, sleepy Joe. Couldn't even remember what he was going to say. And that first point was, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That's the nightmare the leftists have to wake up to every day. What's this guy going to do? When's the cake going to hit the fan? Let's face it, he ain't getting any younger. Talking about futility of life for leftists. Futility, not utility, futility. It's futile. Final numbers were reported for Chicago's Independence Day weekend shootings. Originally, it was between 37 and 80-something. Then, the official count went to 93 shot, 16 killed. And now, we get the official numbers of 104 people shot, 19 killed on Independence Day weekend. Emil Cioran, who was I believe he's Hungarian, he said, since all life is futility, then the decision to exist must be the most irrational of all. Spoken like somebody who really understood leftists. Rollo May, who's a writer, he says, while one might laugh at the meaningless boredom of people a decade or two ago, the emptiness for now has, for many, now moved from the state of boredom to a state of futility and despair, which holds promise of dangers. When people get futile, when they believe all hope is lost, you get what we have right now. I was talking about this kid from Chicago, a good kid, going to college, doing his thing, same degrees as my third son, economics and computer science. By the way, my son went to work for GM. He's an amazing programmer, but he didn't get a computer science degree. He just learned how to program on his own. But he knows math like a whiz and economic models. And when GM hired him, they said, you know, what do you think, what's going to be your career in a couple years? He says, well, your programmers will outdo me at first. But he says they can't build economic models. So I can learn how to code better, but they can't learn economics better. And I'll be one of your most valuable employees. And sure enough, he is. Anyway, this kid, he wasn't even required to go into his office for his internship. He interned at a downtown Chicago investment firm. But according to his friend Zach Kogan, he loved getting to know people. So he went in on his own. It took initiative. He wanted to meet people. He wanted to know them. So he gets on the train and he catches a stray bullet that ends his life. Now, the cops are never going to find the person that shot him. He's just going to be one of these statistics. By the way, he's probably one of the only white dudes that got killed in Chicago because of gunfire. This guy says he was so incredibly caring. He was loyal. He was genuine. He said he loved to work hard for other people because he was so dang selfless. He never wanted people to thank him for what he did. He showed up on time. He was cordial. This dude was a stone cold racist. According to the left, he was diligent. He cared about people. Compassionate. Showed up on time. Understood his studies. Took them seriously. Believed in hard work. Holy cow. This guy was the grand master of the Ku Klux Klan. What else happened in Chicago? Shoot him up. Bang, bang. This weekend, it was relatively mild. Only 36 people shot, 11 killed. But their aim is improving. Wow. And this is what we fight with Democrats. We can't, you know what's so frustrating? I mean, I'm chuckling at it because it's true. It's frustrating that you know what's going to happen every weekend all over this country. And yet, we got to defend the police. Because of the defund the police movement. We have to defend ourselves against critical race theory when we got a bunch of hooligans running around shooting each other. We got to defend ourselves against Black Lives Matter when we got a bunch of black hooligans running around shooting each other. We got to defend ourselves against Antifa, the very socialists who want to shut things down when they're the ones intimidating businesses, entire cities. Chicago had an officer and two federal agents in a shootout over the weekend. Dangerous city, but number 71. And the reason I'm telling you this is because this is the futility of being a leftist. Let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to live in a highly concentrated area where the government is going to oppress you to such a degree that you feel hopeless. You don't even care if your vote counts or not. You lose all sense of personal pride. You lose your sense of self. They stick a mask on you. They tell you to lock yourself down. They make you follow arcane rules that you would never follow in a truly free society, and you do it. And they give you all kinds of lies and rationalization to make you believe that you need to do it, and you do it. And then you get more and more upset. You have no coping mechanisms. And you're around crazy folks because they won't put anybody in a home. They won't put anybody away. No siree. Can't go stigmatizing these crazy people. So they're walking amongst you, pushing you in front of the subway as the train's coming down the track. I mean, it's crazy. Shooting you for no reason. I asked earlier, did you see the video of all these kids? I mean, I don't know what ages they were. Mostly black folks ripping and running up and down Chicago, just raising holy H-E double crooked socks. 61 people arrested. Look at the video. You can't even... If 61 people got arrested, you know hundreds, if not thousands, were involved in this. Those are only the worst of them. Chicago police officer and two Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents were shot in Chicago amid a rise in shootings in the city. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown told reporters at a press conference that the officer and two agents were working an undercover operation. The three were traveling in the same unmarked car and were shot while attempting to merge onto a freeway near the 22nd Chicago Police District headquarters. I'm just going to put this out there. I think they've been made. I think somebody's told somebody, those are the people that are undercover. How do you shoot three guys in a car getting onto the freeway unless it was staged, it was planned? I don't think the cops were talking smack, mean mugging some dude in a car and he decided to shoot him. I think they knew. And here's what else. Don't be surprised if you learn that somebody that's involved in law enforcement, probably a bureaucrat, is the one who tipped off the criminals. Remember that Oakland mayor who was telling people, the banditos, that ICE was coming? Immigration control, whatever they call it. I don't know, ICE. You know what I'm talking about. Remember this? A mayor of a city telling bad guys, dope dealers, drug dealers, here they come. This is where they come. Get out. Then strategizing to get them released from jail. Said one of the ATF agents was hit in the hand. Another was hit in the side torso. And the Chicago police officer was hit in the back of the head. It was a grazed wound, Brown said. All three officers were hospitalized in stable condition. None of them, luckily, have life-threatening injuries. Brown noted that the Chicago officer is the 36th member of Chicago PD to be shot so far this year. Brown could not reveal whether police there to be believe there to be more than one suspect or multiple suspects, but they were not in custody at this point. And don't expect them to be. They won't be in custody. These guys are going to get away with it. And that's the report. That is the futility of leftism if you decide to accept that mission. I hope you don't. I hope you decide against it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.